This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here in the second hour of Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you,
Aaron,
and Daryl.
Call in, talk about whatever you want. We are talking about a story here from The Intercept about a federal job guaranteed jobs program where they're talking about basically, by the way, in the lowest unemployment time of unemployment in more than a decade, probably in our lifetimes or darn close to it, they're talking about making a federal jobs program that would remove the threat of unemployment and of being destitute.
Basically, what they're proposing,
and these are the Democrat sorts,
is, as of right now, and I can almost guarantee you within two decades, the Republicans will be supporting it.
Well, once it gets through, then it's just the matter of course, and the Republicans will then approve it. Yeah.
Right. Well, before getting... No, you know what? I'll go ahead and sidetrack again. The Republicans opposed the government mandate on health insurance two decades after they came up with the idea, but the only reason they opposed it was because it wasn't their idea when it wound up getting passed.
That's how that goes.
You know, the whole Gingrich care thing that included a mandate on buying health insurance was in response to Hillary care. But as soon as Obama slapped his name on it, then the Republicans opposed it because Republicans don't actually stand for anything other than we're not Democrats. And Democrats don't stand for anything other than we're not Republicans. But this entire thing just smacks as some kind of way to get people to accept universal basic income.
That's what it seems like to me, is they make a government guaranteed job program. They're going to then decide whatever the lowest rate is. They then decide what the minimum wage is by what they choose to pay. There's a union, federal employee union that's already been mentioned in this article.
Yep.
And then, basically, America no longer knows how to work, and it's a socialized country, and it's time to get out.
Yeah, and
did they propose how to pay for it?
Why? They'll do that.
Ah, okay.
No. They mentioned trying to come up with a workable way to propose the legislation. There's not actually a legislation proposal here. They're just talking about possibly thinking of maybe deciding of introducing something if they can figure out how to make it workable, but it's not going to be workable.
Well, but that's, hold on. Bernie Sanders made his bones as the could have been the number one candidate, but certainly the number two candidate on the Democratic side, by basically saying, we're going to give you free college. He didn't talk about how they were going to pay for it. Donald Trump made his bones by saying, we're going to give you a wall, and then I guess people believed him when he said, and we're going to make Mexico pay for it.
Right, and then when asked, how are you going to make Mexico pay for it, he said tariffs. And people cheered because people are dumb and don't understand what a tariff is.
Yeah, tariff is a tax on you, not on the person
sending. Right, it's a tax on you on goods sent from someone else.
Yeah.
Just found a poll that apparently 46% of Americans approve of this guaranteed jobs program.
Well, this is my opinion. This is where I come down on this is, why are we asking people who aren't economists how we're going to decide something, you know, that if something's economically feasible? Why would you ask somebody that? Because I'm not going to ask somebody who's not a brain surgeon about how to do my brain surgery. It's just stupid. I can't make the voting public economically literate. I can't do that. I don't know how, but I wish there was a way to do it. Because this is what the probable, almost certain future of any country that gives every functionally illiterate, economically illiterate person a vote. Hey, do you want a guaranteed job from the government? Yeah, that'd be nice to be able to turn that down or take it if I wanted to. Would you like your wages to be high? Yes, I'd like high wages. Would you like to not have to work really, really hard and bust your butt if you don't feel like it? Well, yeah, I'd like that. How about a union to make sure that you're guaranteed not to be fired? I like that, too. Who doesn't want these things?
Me, because I know how economically unfeasible they are.
Let's not forget the depression that would go on with it.
How it would wind up forcing other people to pay for things and forcing people to do things that they don't want to do is immoral.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. They want people like you because you're willing to work hard in the marketplace and they can tax you. Because you're the only productive person left out there. 10 unproductive people working for the government saying, I wonder why they don't like the government.
Well, this is participation trophies for adults.
By making living wage, I'm going on to read the article here. By making living wage work available to anyone who wants it, the program would also establish a de facto wage floor. They don't say de facto minimum wage. They say a de facto wage floor.
That's the minimum wage.
Yep, it is. Forcing private sector employers to match the kind of wages, working conditions, and benefits available to workers through the public sector. It gets rid of involuntary unemployment altogether, Hamilton says. She's delighted. What she probably hasn't done is ever had a real job in her life. I mean, unfortunately, some jobs require people to work in conditions that are less than delightful. I mean, what good is a plumber who refuses to touch dirty water? I'm sorry. That could have some kind of disease in it. I just can't do that. I mean, what do you do with this?
What we need to do here is get the wagon makers, and there still are a few of them, we need to get the wagon makers to get a big, powerful lobby behind them to wind up lobbying against horseless carriages. And then we can make wagons great again.
Once a fixture of the Democratic Party platform, the idea's resurgence is evidence that a growing number of Democrats see their political fortunes tied to their embrace of this kind of big, expensive programs that used to be the party's bread and butter, perhaps still more significant than this bald-faced embrace of progressive, even leftist ideas, though, is the broader shift it might signal in how today's Democrats think about budgets, spending, and deficits. How could they possibly be thinking about things like budgets, spending, and deficits? We're $22 trillion in the hole. The United States is currently more in the hole than it makes in a year, like the whole country produces in a year. I'm not talking about the United States government, what it takes in, because it's well beyond that. I'm talking about what the whole nation produces in a year. We're more in debt than that. We're still paying debt on the Civil War.
Yeah. Where we're actually paying debt from before the Civil War, but
yeah, it gets a little murky there. So Jackson is attributed to having paid off the budget. It's quite possible that there was still a five-figure layover in one of his years, and then therefore we're still paying on the Revolutionary War. But
oh, I'm just thinking, going back to
Jackson
or the Mexican-American War.
Yeah, I don't think that people can place the Mexican-American War in history. That's why I like to use the Civil War. They know that that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I wonder.
So the Mexican-American War, for those of you trying to figure out where it is, it came after Remember the Alamo and before Free the Slaves.
Yes, but there's also a Spanish-American War, and I think that people get confused with those two.
That was when Teddy Roosevelt rode his horse up a hill.
It's true, but that was in the 20th century, whereas I think most...
No, it was the late 1890s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Civil War, 35 years before that?
Yes.
Something like that. Anyway, going on. I guess we're not.
Well, we will
yes. In
moments.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. please, if you think this is a good idea, call in and explain it to me, because I think that it's absolute financial ruin. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and, well, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
It's, yeah, I mean, we're live here on a Sunday night. I know, It's unusual to hear a radio program coming to you live on a Sunday evening, but that's what we do. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we produce.
366 on leap year.
That's true. We produce live content for you. So please, take advantage if you wish. The number is 855-450-3733. Talking about this federal guaranteed jobs program, and it just gets uglier. As you peel the layers off of this onion, it just gets uglier and uglier. So they've now revealed that it's would be able to create a wage floor, give a guaranteed employment to anybody. They couldn't be fired. They'd be government.
Hold on. I don't think they're saying that the people cannot be fired. They're saying they would not have to worry about involuntary unemployment because, no, you get fired from your, you know, shovel holding job because you laid the shovel down too much, but then you just get another guaranteed government job.
Is there a job worse than holding a shovel?
Yes.
Okay.
Cleaning toilets.
All right.
I've done it.
Yeah, but then you just don't do it. Right? I mean, if you're guaranteed a job and you don't want to do the job, you just don't do it.
Yeah.
These toilets are really dirty, but I'm not going to clean them. I'm guaranteed a job.
This thing definitely falls apart, and the people organizing or proposing this don't understand that it's going to fall apart, which is
that's because they are economically illiterate.
Which is probably why they've not actually put this proposal down on paper in any kind of way that Congress can act on it. They're just talking about something that they would want to do. And again, this article mentions earlier up, and I don't remember where, about, you know, trying to come up with a workable way to introduce this.
Yeah, well, this author, between salivating over the notion that everybody gets a job, is busy talking about how this sort of progressive platform has been Democratic Party bread and butter for a long time. So, I don't know what the Democratic Party was doing 60 years ago, but I know we have Social Security. It's economically a bad idea. It provides about a 1% return on your money, which is worse than every other investment out there. So, why do we have it? Why not let people invest their own money in things that have better returns? Why not let them have consequences for their actions?
Because something, something, we can't trust people with their own money, something, something, so give it to us, something,
sure.
Something.
There are people that will...
Ooh, look, there's a lot of money in this Social Security fund. Let's pull out and put this in other things. And where'd all the money go?
Right. You're leaving the money to the government to decide whether it's a good idea to spend or not. They always have that. Anyway... as the 2020 primaries near, there's a real chance that the party's hopeful could begin falling all over each other to embrace different visions of a federal job guarantee, along with proposals like Medicare for all. In the process, they might make deficit spending great again.
When did that ever go away?
There was one time, 1 year, in the Bill Clinton administration.
And that was tricky math.
Tricky math, yeah.
And we're back gave to a trillion dollar deficit again this year.
We gave you $500 million to spend. We only had $300 million, but you only spent $400 million. So therefore, that's $100 million surplus.
Well,
that's tricky math.
It's listed on the internet as a budget surplus. So I don't know what else to say regarding it. But yes, I've heard the claim that it's tricky math.
Yes.
As savvy politicians are starting to realize, embracing big spending could be an electoral boon. Surprise! Claiming that you're going to give a chicken in every pot always gets you votes. Somebody always wants that.
What about pot in every chicken?
I'm going to run again this year, and I'm just going to offer double whatever Bernie Sanders says. Double whatever Sanders doing. I'm going to double it. Why not? Ride this baby into the dirt.
Yeah.
Why not? Really? I mean, the United States government, when you look at the federal government budget, $22 trillion in debt, all you're going to do by cutting enough programs to pay things off is make everyone livid. How can you possibly do otherwise?
If you really want to make a mockery of the thing, run as sort of the anti-Vermin Supreme and guarantee everybody two ponies.
Yeah, the guy with a rubber boot on his head is probably the most sane person running, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, going on here. As savvy politicians are starting to... Okay, accompanying Gillibrand's quote to the Nation was, new polling on the job guarantee from Data for Progress and Civis Analytics, which found that 52% of those surveyed support the idea of promising a job to every American adult, with the government providing jobs for people who can't find employment in the private sector.
Paid That's for 6% higher than the poll that I found, although the poll that I found was taken a month after this article was written.
By a 5% income, let's see, by a 5% income tax increase in those making over $200,000 a year, which, of course, is not you, almost 7 in 10, that's how you would pay for it, paid for by a 5% tax income tax increase by those making $200,000 a year or more. Almost 7 in 10 Hillary Clinton voters support a job guarantee, which has 62 and 55% support among blacks and Latino voters, respectively. See, the problem is that if you think the government's going to provide a job for that small percentage of people who are unemployed right now, as the definition of the government goes, and then whatever percentage of people are kind of like, yeah, I'd take a job if it came knocking on the door, you know, that percentage, could call that another 5%. So maybe there's 7% of the population out there. You're saying the government will provide work for 7% of the people out there. Wait a second. I've worked in roofing, fast food, convenience store work, and a whole variety of jobs which are suck. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. I worked in fast food, and it was hard work.
Yes.
I was speedy. I respect every one of those people there because they work hard. Now, if you tell those people at that job, hey, what do you think about working in for the government? And probably you're guaranteed the job and you'll always have something to do. They're going to quit the fast food job and they're going to go work for the government.
Right. Same as they would if there was a universal basic income. But the claim by supporters of UBI is, no, nobody's actually going to wind up quitting anything. It's just going to give them some extra money, and then they can wind up just, you know, doing more things that they enjoy and wind up bettering themselves. And they'll, like, go to school and stuff and learn new skills and just wind up becoming doctors and lawyers and stuff.
Yeah, that's nonsense is what that is. If you make a government funded program that has a minimum of $10 an hour, basically every job is $10 an hour, and any $10, $11, or $12 an hour jobs better be easy to do because I'd rather work for the government. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. When will someone teach these politicians economics? Free Talk Live.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin.
President Trump preps for his meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The president making that comment during a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations.
Then in Scotland, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday, the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
This was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration. And I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee. But we had much better defenses. I'd been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this evening here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
And we also want you to know that Bitcoin.com wants you to know that SaveAtPurse.com is now directly accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Now, SaveAtPurse.com is a website that you can go to and save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway from Amazon. And we've talked about it a good bit, but SaveItPurse.com recently implemented, again, Bitcoin Cash deposits directly, where previously you could deposit Bitcoin Cash or Dash or several other alternatives to Bitcoin using Shapeshift integration, but they are now directly accepting Bitcoin Cash. No middleman. SaveItPurse.com. Use Bitcoin Cash if you want to. BCH.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. We'll get back here to this article about the guaranteed jobs for all program, how well that's going to go. Go to Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hey, two things real quick, guys. Mark, last week, Daryl was sharing some info with me, and you did not realize that.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to blame that one on the board op. Okay, Dana, please repeat yourself.
Okay, operator error. Okay, last week you didn't realize that after Daryl shared some info about a New Hampshire law that I was going to respond to that, and you cut me off and apologized. And
Terribly sorry.
Okay. I knew you didn't know I was going to respond. So that's number one. Apology accepted, no problem. You know,
thank
it's
you,
radio. You just never know. So Daryl was sharing that New Hampshire had to pass a law. The topic last week, Sunday night, was a call. You were talking about should you have to read, be able to read a clock, an analog clock, and also the other thing was, is it necessary to have each cursive writing in grade school? And so I called in, and you said you were hoping I was listening because you knew I would have something to say. Well, lo and behold, and Dan called in, and he just thought neither were necessary. And I couldn't believe he said that. And then I shared that website, that Free Liberty website with you guys, or Vision Liberty or something, and a video about Common Core and how dangerous it is. And then Daryl said, I said that they could hook kids up to one of four different instruments, and one of them is like a lie detector where they can tell if you're lying or not, and they can quiz the kids what political party their parents vote for. And Daryl said, well, New Hampshire passed a law that they can't ask those questions. And what I was about to say is, and that is exactly why people need to move to New Hampshire. But how sad is that of a statement that the state of New Hampshire has to pass a law telling teachers they're not allowed to do this, that this falls, the onerous falls on the teachers, that the government, the public school, this is an NSA coming in and taking your kids and quizzing them. These are teachers. That is scary. But let me tell you what happened just days after that Sunday show. I don't watch MSNBC because it's so infuriating. I don't like premeditated stupidity. I really detest people from extremes who don't get all the information from the left to the right. So there's this young woman. Her name is Katie Turr, T-U-R. And no, it wasn't lost on me. If you put a D on the end of it, she'd be turd. So anyway, she had the audacity to say, is the Constitution really relevant now that the country is progressive? So first of all, the country isn't progressive. Second of all, yes, the Constitution is relevant and always will be as long as America exists, because it spells out our rights just like the Magna Carta did for the British. And third, this is exactly why we need cursive writing, because if they take these things away, like I said last week to you guys, to Daryl and you, Mark, I said, when has the government ever done anything altruistic for its people? It's about
control. So, Dana, quick question. Should the government also teach, I don't know, second, third graders how to read Latin? Because otherwise they're not going to be able to read the Magna Carta because it was written in Latin.
I am a big proponent of that. In fact, the school I went to, I had 12 years of private education, and the primary school I went to is actually, they've gone back to traditional education, and for the grades 1 through 8, it was a Catholic, you know, parochial school, and they are actually, that is part of their curriculum. The kids have to take Latin. And yes, I agree with that, Mark, and this is why. If that was Mark that asked me, this is why.
It was Daryl.
Because all of our roots, all of our word roots are either based in Latin or Greek. And yes, I think we should. I don't know that we need it for the Magna Carta, but we need to know, or the kids need to know, like we do, you and I, that our Constitution was based on that. And they need to know the British history as well as our history, because we're tied to them. And the pre-Magna Carta, it was crazy over there. And this gave them at least some rights. And then there were other things that were added after that. But the kids don't even know that the Constitution comes from that. And they don't, you know, they just don't understand the things that we know, that we take for granted. So
I kind of feel like there's enough time in history class or civics class, or, you know, they got 13 years of government school education, and I don't remember most of it, so I feel like there's some time that they could go over some of these formative documents like the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence. I'm sure that there's something else besides the Constitution out there.
Articles of Confederation.
The Bill of Rights.
Yeah, well, the Bill of Rights, I feel like that should be something that people actually know. Like, you really
should know, Mark,
what they are.
You just said, you said that you feel there's time. Of course there's time. This is deliberate. The teachers' union is the largest and therefore the richest and therefore the most powerful union in the United States. And you know who drives that teachers' union. And I want to
union
hear
bosses,
something else.
I guess.
I just... Pardon me?
Union bosses, I guess.
Exactly. And you know who they are. They're on the left, which is progressive. There's another thing I stumbled across I wanted to share with you guys by accident, researching something else a couple of months ago.
All right, 30 seconds.
The public schools never existed. They created them to compete with the Catholic private schools so
yep.
they could get all of those kids away from the nuns.
I've said it over
they
and over.
They wanted the money.
Yeah, well, the Catholic Church was actually providing very low-cost or free education to these kids, and they didn't want the Catholics, indoctrinating kids. A Protestant country didn't want Catholics indoctrinating kids, so they create programs in order to make this stop. That's part of the evolution of what they called community schools into the Department of Education now. But I think the best talking point is America has lost ranking year after year, decade after decade since the Department of Education was created. And it's the inability for local schools to decide what the best education for them is that's caused, to me, that seems obvious, that's caused that to happen. Dana, really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah, and we can really blame Horace Mann for the Prussian school system coming to America.
I think that the Prussian school system's a crappy model, there's no doubt. But
yes.
It's what it's... A lot of schools really look like this. Bells and, you know, class times and all that stuff. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. You are welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733.
Now, something that you might not yet have, and if you don't have, you might want to consider getting one, and that is a home security system. Mark, you've got one.
I love
You're
it.
Not technically inclined, but you were able to set this thing up in
easy
just a
pie.
Matter of minutes.
Yeah, it's not hard at all.
The Blink security system. It's
this
a
is,
wireless
it's,
system.
It's made for people far more inept than me.
So here's a question for you. How easy was it to move this home security system from the one house to the other house?
A little more annoying than it could have been. I had to, one of the cameras didn't want to work, so I had to disable it and then re-enable it, turn it off, turn it back on again kind of thing. But that still only took me, I don't know, 90 seconds to get that. I mean, I had to set them up. There was a lot of sort of setup time, making sure I had it in the right place,
right,
and that kind of thing. But that's not.
But with these wire-free cameras, you didn't have to worry about drilling holes,
no,
running new wires, pulling old wires out of the walls of the other house, anything,
yeah,
of that sort.
It's great.
And then, still, with your smartphone or other wireless device, you're able to check in the cameras whenever you want, or you get a notification that the cat has walked into your studio.
Yep.
And, you know, these things are great. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and, of course, no wires. And here's
nice
the
thing
deal.
Also, you can set the times of day you want it. So let's say you're setting it up for your home office or something.
Right.
Well, you're in there all day. But if you set it to go off at 5 p.m. and then come on at, go on at 5 p.m. and then come turn off at 9 a.m. or whatever times your time
right.
it might be.
Times that you would not be in the room.
Then you're only checking in on the only time you'll get updates is if something moves in the office, if nothing's supposed to be moving
when
in there.
You're not there. Oh, that's me again.
Yeah.
Hi, me.
Yeah. You get to see videos of you wandering around.
And
I've got a lot of those.
Again, these things They're great. And the best part is you get three of the Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys would charge you. And you get an extra 15% off when you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
I will get back to this article regarding, these guaranteed job programs that are being proffered by, thought about, considered by the Democrats over here. Normally, I wouldn't bring out proposed legislation. Oh, we're thinking about this. But I kind of consider this such a big and such a bad idea that we kind of have to be prepared for it coming down the pike. Remember when, McCain and Obama were talking about a national corps or something where they were going to have a civilian force that was as big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the United States military? Yeah, we talked about that proposed program because that's a bad idea. Yeah, and we're going to discuss that kind of thing.
Ever wind up actually getting proposed into actual legislation? Come out of the committee? Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Well, that's because you have to be prepared for these kinds. The SISTA, FOSTA, whatever thing, we managed to hold that stuff off for a while, too.
Right. I'm just pointing out that, a lot of proposals, and there are people, especially on, some of the clickbaity prison bait, click channel slave war info thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Somebody's talking about this thing. It's going to pass next week. No, it's not actually been filed. Yeah. Oh, I got filed. Yeah, and then there's never been a committee hearing. This thing got filed 10 years ago. There was never a committee hearing. It's not going anywhere. The vast majority of legislation at the federal level never comes out of committee.
Imagine that's probably true on the state level, too. Let's go to the phones. Got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, all but Cookie, New Mexico. And all but Cookie.
Okay.
When you're coming down that pike, make sure to watch out for them teeth. They're big and sharp.
A turnpike versus a pike, which is a fish.
Yes, very sharp, long-toothed fish. First of all, I didn't call on this, but because you just had that ad right now, I've been wondering since day one.
Not everyone hears the same ads. So are we talking about the live read?
The live read, when you're protecting your bling with your Blink Protect.
Blink?
Yep. Does that thing, I assume you have to have the internet in your home in order to utilize that. In other words, the alert does not go from a direct into the cellular network as it could. I mean, maybe it does, but I'm presuming you need to have an internet provider.
Yeah, it has to be plugged into a router.
Okay. Because I will buy one when they incorporate the ability to, and this technology, it does exist. It's just not utilized that often. But if they were to take the intruder alert and send it via cellular transmitter to the nearest cell tower and then to my cell phone, that's when I'll buy it. So when you guys do that, let me know.
I'll let you know. What?
Call Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, they now are owned by Amazon. So how do you call us on Skype if you don't have internet at your house?
Well, I have internet. The internet, but it's going through the cellular signal instead of going through a DSL or a satellite or a landline or cable. It's going direct from my cell. I'm getting the internet through the cell phone signal.
I used to have a hotspot wired to a router, and then I had everything on my house on the cell network. So it's possible to do that.
Right, yeah, and that I could buy that. What I was trying to do is bypass buying an additional service, if you see where I'm going with that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
In your area of expertise, being radio, or at least semi-expertise after however many years working in the business you have, what I was talking about the other day, first of all, a bit of psychology that pertains to this. Prisoners of war, and don't ask me to cite my source, I don't remember where I read this, whether it was World War II prisoners or Vietnam or what it was, but prisoners of war discovered that if they, the more they resisted talking, the more beatings that they took before they talked, in the future, the less beatings they got, because presumably their captors were less likely to push the interrogation if they knew that they were going to have to beat them harder and harder in order to get less and less information. And so therefore, by resisting strongly, especially in the beginning, but all the way along, the prisoners got fewer and less severe beatings. Do you see? You follow me on that?
Well, as the old pirate slogan goes, the beatings continue until morale improves.
Right. Apparently not.
I'm not sure how that one relates.
Apparently
I can kind of see that if you make it hard on the captors, that they'll be just like, oh, yes.
I'm not enjoying beating you as much now.
Right. There's a limited number of people that really enjoy that stuff. And it's a small market.
Right. And so under that psychology, that's why when you encounter people that are abusing you, whether, you know, and everybody has it from virtually every direction, especially from their own government and the non-governmental organizations that play along with the government in order to accomplish whatever agendas they have, the more you fight them, the less you have to fight them in the future. In other words, if you don't fight them now, they'll continue the behavior and you'll have it even worse in the future. And that's the psychology under which I fight some battles that seem like they're not worth fighting. For instance, like with this, you know, in the state of New Mexico, as the FBI has said, it is the most corrupt state in the nation. And that corruption is exercised, demonstrated in part through the media in this state, and it's not just this one station. Virtually all of them of any consequence do it on the left media and the right media, and including the publicly owned media, like the university television and radio. They actually are corrupt as well. I guess that's no surprise, but some people might not have thought of that. And so the reason that I fight them when they try to silence the things that I would like to blow the whistle on is because
the harder you fight them, the less likely they are to bring new things around in the future.
Exactly.
I think that philosophy holds water. Anybody have a dispute over that notion? I mean, the one guy, David in New Mexico, is probably more powerful as an individual than he would be as a voter simply by standing in the way of every government program that comes in his path. I mean, he's not making any friends, but he may be slowing them down a little bit. Dave, I may agree. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.